A majority of Americans believes that high-income people do not pay their fair share of taxes. The sentiment is confirmed by a new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Despite that, a majority of Americans also want the government to do away with the tax paid almost entirely by the rich, the estate tax. NPR's John Yitzde reports on this apparent contradiction.
About 1% of Americans currently pays the estate tax. But according to our poll, 57% of Americans want the tax eliminated, including a majority of middle-income Americans and a majority who know only a small percentage of people pay the tax. Only 15% of the people we questioned want to keep the current estate tax on the books. The views of Bernie Malone of Chesapeake City, Maryland, are typical of a lot of people who took our poll. Malone is 60 years old and the retired transportation director of a big public school district in Delaware. He says even though his estate isn't big enough to be taxed, he wants the estate tax eliminated because it's unfair.
Well, I know this gentleman. He's worked his life doing what he does and does it very well. And I know his kids. He told me once, he said they would have to sell 90% of what he's invested in order to pay his taxes. So, it's just not fair.
Malone also believes most money in estates has already been taxed once, so the estate tax amounts to double taxation. That's a view shared by virtually everyone in our poll who said they want the tax repealed, including Robert Stroop. Stroop, a retired 3M executive from Slidell, Louisiana, says he's not wealthy enough to worry about his heirs paying estate taxes either. But he's swayed by another argument against the tax, that it's an overwhelming burden on families who inherit farms or small businesses.
Oftentimes, they have to sell the business or the farm to pay the federal taxes, which means that they've lost that business forever and that business no longer exists in their family, because the government taxed them so heavily.
Three-quarters of the estate tax opponents in our poll share this view. These arguments of unfairness, double taxation, and the burden on family farms and small businesses, which have been made by political opponents of the estate tax, appear to be persuasive. But they're often misleading, says John Bakia, a Williams College economist who's currently a fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Certainly in the public's mind, it may be that most of the tax is paid by very, struggling small farmers and small businessmen, which is not the case. So I think there has been some misinformation, which, that's pretty common in the political process.
In fact, under the special rules for farms in current law, says Bakia, the vast majority of farms worth under $4 million could escape the tax entirely. That number will rise to $7 million by 2009. The argument that the estate tax is unfair because the money has already been taxed once isn't completely correct either. In fact, a large percent of the wealth passed on in estates comes in the form of capital gains, which have never been taxed. Most Americans, including those who took our poll, don't know these facts, or very much at all about the tax system. But when we began to add detail to the questions we asked, the 57% who initially supported eliminating the estate tax started to fall. For instance, we asked people who said they wanted to eliminate the tax whether they would change their minds if the tax were collected only on estates worth $1 million or more. That happens to be the exemption under current law. Nearly one-third did change their minds, and when we raised the exemption to $5 million, a small majority supported keeping the estate tax. Even Bernie Malone, who we heard from earlier, eased his objections to the estate tax after learning more about the details.
Someone like Bill Gates, if you knock him for 10% or something, to that effect, it's not going to hurt him, it's not going to hurt anyone else involved, and maybe that's a little different, maybe I'm just stepping off of my platform on that one, but, and it's not just Bill Gates, I think extreme wealth.
Currently, the estate tax rate is far above the 10% Malone suggests. It actually runs from 41% to 49%. Under current law, the estate tax will be eliminated in 2010. But unless the Congress and the President act, it will reappear in 2011. Before that happens, there's likely to be a big political fight over its future. Our poll suggests how well Americans understand the details of the estate tax could determine the outcome. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.